Dear ones, for this afternoon reading, I desire to turn to James chapter 2. James chapter 2, and with God's help, I would like to read the entire chapter. My brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons. For if there come unto your assembly a man with a gold ring, in goodly apparel, and there came also a poor man in vile raiment, and ye have respect to him that weareth the gay clothing, and say unto him, Sit thou here in a good place, and say to the poor, Stand out there, or sit here under my footstool. Are ye not then partial in yourselves, and are become judges of evil thoughts? Hearken, my beloved brethren, hath not God chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom, which he hath promised to them that love him? But ye have despised the poor. Do not rich men oppress you, and draw you before the judgment seats? Do not they blaspheme that worthy name of that worthy name by the which ye are called? If ye fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, ye do well. But if ye have respect to persons, ye commit sin and are convinced of the law as transgressors. For whosoever shall keep the whole law, and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. For he that said, Do not commit adultery, said also, Do not kill. Now, if thou commit no adultery, yet if thou kill, thou art become a transgressor of the law. So speak ye, and so do, as they that shall be judged by the law of liberty. For he shall have judgment without mercy that has showed no mercy, and mercy rejoiceth against judgment. What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man said he hath faith and have not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, Depart in peace, be warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, and what doth it profit? Even so, faith, if it hath not works, it is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, Thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works with faith made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see then how that by works a man is justified and not by faith only. Likewise also was not Rahab, the harlot, justified by works, when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. May the Lord bless these few verses upon our hearts. Dear ones, there are two parts to this chapter. First part is talking about favoritism or respecting of persons, of how do we act or how do we respect each other? Do we make difference? And the second part talks about faith. Talks about faith that is what it means to have faith and what it means to have faith that actually lives in us. Apostle James is warning us, as he warned those in early church at that time, that we should not have faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons. And he gives an example over here, as we read, that was picturing a wealthy man who came in a gay apparel, in a very expensive apparel, that we should be careful not to give more honor or give more respect than those two who are maybe poor and maybe not as high on the social ladder, if that makes sense. Although we do not have many differences in us, too much differences as we read over here between those two dear ones, but there will always be different statuses of us, if you want to put it that way, whether it would be financial well-being or even just health-wise, there is always going to be those that are easier to follow, let's put it that way, or easier to get along with, easier to maybe listen to, and those that maybe are not so easy to get along with or try to distance themselves with their social standing around ourselves. But we do have to be careful, dear ones, that even though maybe it is not easy, or maybe with some easier than others, that we should always treat everyone respectfully, that we should have same respect for one group of people, same as the other. And maybe we don't even think too much about that when everything goes well. Maybe there are groups of people that we hang out with, and those that we don't get opportunity, or those that we maybe try not to. Apostle James in this chapter is telling us, if we do treat different people with a different level of respect, that we're transgressing the law. We all know that if for us parents, if our child or if one of our closest one is in trouble or going on a wrong path, we do not hesitate to try our best, maybe to talk to them, to point them back to right way, or to show them what they're doing wrong. We don't think too much how are they gonna accept it. We just hope for the best results. We just hope for the understanding that they will understand that we do love them, and they will accept from us admonishment or criticism or whatever it be, and we do our best to do it in love, so the effectiveness is on a high level. Do we, brothers and sisters, do we treat every one of us like that? Or will I make a difference between maybe those that I really appreciate, really, really can get along with, versus those that I don't get chance to, or maybe they are not so lovable? James is telling us here, dear ones, that if we do, if we do treat differently, that we're in a danger of transgressing the law. We are asked to love our enemies. We are asked to love our neighbors the way we love ourselves. And if I don't have a problem addressing those that are nearest to me, if I see need to, and if I have a problem to do that with someone else that maybe I'm not so close with, dear ones, I'm transgressing the law. As harsh as it sounds, this is what James is telling us. Verse number 9, but if ye have respect to persons, ye commit sin and are convinced of the law as transgressors. For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. For he that said, do not commit adultery, said also, do not kill. So he that said, do not kill, also said, do not have respect of persons. And dear ones, if I didn't kill, or if I didn't commit adultery, and I do have a different levels of respect for my brother or my sister, I'm committing sin. This is what James is telling us here. We need to be careful, dear ones, that we show same love, same respect to each and every one of us. As a matter of fact, we also need to do that to our enemies. They're not excluded from us being obligated to love them. So speak ye and so do, as they shall be judged by the law of liberty. For he shall have judgment without mercy that has showed no mercy, and mercy rejoiced against judgment. We need to have mercy, dear ones, to each and every one, as we were shown mercy to us. And none of us can say that we were not showed mercy by our Savior Jesus Christ. What doth it profit, my brethren, though men say he hath faith and have not works? Can faith save him? Apostle Paul in Ephesians, I believe, if I can find it quickly. Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8, 9, and 10 says, For by grace are ye saved through faith and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Apostle Paul is telling us here that we are saved by the grace through faith. And that we should, it's not through works, so no one can boast. But over here, James is telling us that faith alone cannot survive. That we cannot have faith and be justified by faith only. That faith has to be followed by works. Same as love has to be followed by works, as we have heard recently. That if we don't have, I don't want to call it proof, but I don't have any other words right now. If you don't have proof of our faith through our works, it is not a good thing for us. If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give them those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? Can we say that if someone comes to us asking for something they need, can we just send them away and tell them I'll pray for you, go in peace, may the Lord help you, and I am able to help? This is what Apostle James is warning us against. We can call ourselves faithful. We can call ourselves children of God. We can call ourselves believers in Christ if we do not have compassion for each other. If we do not have that urgency that we would, not because we are obligated, but because we do have heart for each other, that we love each other and that we respect each other, that we would do absolutely our best to meet those needs. If the needs are there to meet. Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Apostle James is challenging us here. You might say you have faith. Show me your faith through thy works. Faith without works is dead. Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without work is dead? Devil knows who God is. He knows what his end is. He knows, and he believes, and he trembles. Do we also just know? Are we satisfied with ourselves just knowing who God is? Are we satisfied with knowing in theory who God is? Or do we have, dear ones, that urgency that we have to show our faith through our works, show our life, love through our works? Devil, Revelation chapter 20. Verses 9 and 10. Says, and they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of saints about and beloved city. And fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. This is something that devil knows what his end is going to be. But he was allowed to enjoy this world, the sin of this world, the riches of this world, and so forth. He knows what his end going to be. But he will use his time. He will use his time to remain and to while he can, deceive as many as possible. And so will he try to deceive each and every one of us, our dear brothers and sisters, or each and every one of those who didn't commit themselves to the care of God. He's trying to get each and every one of us to go with him. He knows where he's going. We should know where we are going if you don't change, if you don't follow Jesus Christ. Good news for us is that we still have time to come back or to come forth to accept his call, to come to his mercy and to accept the plan of salvation, that gift that we have read of that comes through grace by faith, but also faith that cannot have no works. Otherwise, it's going to be dead. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou not faith wrought him his work with his works, and by works with faith made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled which said, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. Abraham, as well as many named in Hebrew chapter 11, I believe, they testified that they had their faith by their works. Abraham was ready to do whatever God asked him to do, because he knew even if he had to do it, if he allows him to do it, he can deliver back. He can deliver his son Isaac back from dead. But he was willing to do it without question. There are those that risk their lives for faith, like we read here about Rahab, the harlot. James, Apostle James is not justifying her profession, but he's telling us that she showed a faith when she saw, she heard of God of Israel, who he was and what they did to other nations. She knew that this was someone who she needs to follow as well, who she needs to have faith in. And she did help the spies, the two spies that came her way and hid them from the certain death, risking her own life. We can see that she showed her faith through her works. She did have that faith, but she didn't only talk about it. She really put it to work. And so should we. Verse number 24 says, "See then how that by works a man is justified and not by faith only." Our faith will be justified by our works. Either that, or our faith is going to show that it's dead without works. It's up to each and every one of us, dear ones. We should have faith, yes, and we are saved through faith. But if we have a faith in Jesus Christ, we have to have works that will prove our faith, that we will show the one that we believe that we are ready to work for, and we are ready to testify with whatever needs to be testified with. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Body without spirit, we even heard this morning what it means, that has no life in it, that cannot have, we cannot talk to, we cannot offend, we cannot hurt, and so forth. Someone who is dead. So is our faith, dear ones. If you don't have works in our faith, if you don't have works that comes along with our faith, we don't have faith at all. So may the Lord help each and every one of us to understand and to realize and to maybe correct ourselves if we do run into a situation or a problem that we cannot treat each other respectfully or treat all of us respectfully without respecting of persons. We need to work on it, dear ones. It doesn't come easy, but it does if we have Christ in our lives. If we do say that we have faith in Him, because this is what He requires of us. And he will not have any leniency if he cannot respect each other, dear ones. May He give us grace to be able to, and also that we have that faith filled with works that will be to His honor and glory. Amen.
If I could think of one word that in James' letter links the two subjects of this chapter, it would be hypocrisy. See, the recipients of this letter were saying that they had faith, and they were saying that they believed in Jesus Christ, but they neglected the poor. They didn't have the credentials. They didn't have the merit, or they weren't proving that they had the faith that they were professing. Their faith wasn't complete. At least not as Abraham's was. 21st verse of the second chapter. Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? That word perfect means a completeness. It means a maturity. His faith, because Galatians says that Abraham was justified by faith because he believed God. And then it says that he's justified by his works because that faith was put into action. And James is saying that you cannot just say that you had faith, because Jesus says that others will know you are mine by just saying you have faith. No. Jesus says others will know that you are mine by your love for each other, by actionable faith, to walk the walk, not just talk the talk. Isn't that what the world does? Do as I say, not as I do. James' letter is telling us different. The calling of Jesus Christ is a higher calling than just lip service. The danger, though, is that we rest on our works and that we see, Lord, my works. I have healed in your name. I have converted in your name, Lord. I have done all these works. And in the end, Jesus says, not I don't remember you or forgot you. I never knew you. So where's the balance? In hell, there will be plenty of good works. Plenty of good works in hell. There will be no one there with saving faith in Jesus Christ. There will be no one in hell that trusted fully and proved it by their works, trusted in the name of his blood, trusted the name of Jesus Christ, and fully took on his blood as atonement for their sins. So it is our faith, but that faith should not be dead without works. Let us, with the help of the Lord, through his strength alone, not of our own, not of ourselves, that we all may be found faithful and worthy of the high calling of Jesus Christ. For his name be all honor, glory, and praise, now and forevermore. Amen.